here with Browns rookie defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi. Larry, good to be with you.
Good to be here.
All right, so it's been a long season. I'm sure for a rookie it seems very long coming off of college. Kind of what's it been like for you overall, thinking about when maybe the first time you and I spoke to where you are right now?
It's been amazing, just the journey so far, to, you know, be able to come out here and be able to play. You know, I wasn't sure if they were going to let me play or not, but to be able to play the amount of snaps I've played and just to see the things I've saw has been a real blessing so far. So I'm excited for the future. I mean, I know the season isn't what anybody really wanted, but I feel like, you know, sometimes you have to go through those trials and tribulations in order to get to where you really want to go in the future. So I'm optimistic.
Well, and you know that better than anybody. I mean, you literally started a college program at Charlotte, were in tough times, and then became the first player ever from that program to be drafted. So have you been able to talk to other guys kind of about that experience going from we had nothing and look where we made it and we can do this?
Yeah, like a couple of my teammates, like me and Caleb talk a lot, me and Miles talk a lot. But the one thing I try to tell everybody is that, you know, right now it like really sucks because, you know, you're grinding, you're working, you're doing all these things, but like you're not seeing, you know, the fruition of it. But the biggest thing is just understanding that when you keep, you know, you keep pounding at that rock, you keep chipping away, and one day it's going to break. And, like, for me, I got drafted and, you know, from a school that, you know, nobody even heard about. So to be able to do that and then, you know, talk about it is a real blessing to a lot of guys. So I tell them, you know, you just kind of have to roll with the punches and just really be optimistic and understand that, you know, as long as we control, you know, our attitude, our effort, and, you know, every day we just go out and give it our best. Like, we're going to look up and be like, wow, like we're here, and to look back and see like all the things that we had to do to get to that point. So, like I said, we just gotta stay positive.
When you got drafted, were you thinking about when getting to go into the NFL, the first time that you were gonna get a big tackle for a loss? You're an interior defensive lineman, or were you thinking about getting your first sack?
I was actually talking to Caleb about it. I said it was funny because I got my first sack when we played Chicago in the preseason.
Yeah, this past week, yeah.
In the preseason,
sure.
And then we played Chicago, and I was like, watch me get a sack, and then sometimes God works in mysterious ways. So, yeah, it's been exciting, though.
It's a Soldier Field has been good to you in terms of getting your sack. So what went through your mind when you saw it? Did you know you were going to get him? And once you got him, what was going through your mind?
Like, so the play was kind of funny because I had put the offensive lineman on the ground, and I saw his leg, so I just jumped. I jumped and I rolled, and I saw him fall over. The ball was still in his hand, and I got up and I celebrated. I was excited.
Yeah, was that kind of like the jump and roll drill you guys do where you're doing that alligator tackle?
Pretty much.
So it came to one of those drills?
It came to use.
You got one more opportunity Sunday against the Steelers. How important is it for you guys to all just go in there and get that win?
I think it's huge, not only for, you know, us as players, but for the whole organization, just to go out there and, you know, to find a way to get a win. I think the biggest thing is just finding a way to get a win, like by any means necessary, whatever you have to do, like you have nothing to lose. So we have to go out there, we have to play fast, we have to, you know, do all the little things right and just really go out there and have fun.